This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Minister of Industries Piyush Goyal urged startups to prioritize the needs of society and the country while adopting new ideas and innovation. Addressing the second edition of Vejalpur Startup Festival in Ahmedabad today, the minister underlined the pivotal role of startups in achieving the vision of a developed India. Mr. Goyal highlighted a series of initiatives taken by Modi government, such as Fund of Funds to support startups in the country. Praising the initiative of Vejalpur Startup Festival, the minister said such programs set an example for the nation and need to be replicated across the country to foster a thriving startup ecosystem in the country. The event was organized by Vejalpur MLA Amit Thakur, which witnessed participation from over 1,000 startups. India has doubled its gross domestic product GDP in the last 10 years at a growth of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to the data released by International Monetary Fund IMF, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after the US, China, Germany and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon as the latter's GDP grew nil in the past decade. In comparison, the United States GDP grew by 66% and China's GDP grew by 44% during the same period. Commerce and Industry Ministry has said that 764 applications have been approved under production-linked incentive PLI schemes for 14 key sectors till now. 176 MSMEs among the PLI beneficiaries in sectors such as bulk drugs, medical devices, pharma, telecom, white goods, food processing, textiles and drones. Actual investment of around 1.61 lakh crore rupees has been reported till November last year. This has generated production and sales of around 14 lakh crore rupees against targets of 15.52 lakh crore rupees up to 2024-25 and 11.5 lakh direct and indirect jobs. PLI schemes have transformed India's exports basket from traditional commodities to high value-added products such as electronics and telecommunication goods and processed food products. Chairman of the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO, Dr. V. Narayanan, said that the organization is working on a mission to take an Indian on the moon and bring him back safely. He also said that India will have its own space station by 2035. He was at Lovely Professional University near Jalandhar as one of the key speakers at the 8th Chhatra Sansat.
We are going to build our own space station by 2035. We are going to send a Mars lander mission. We are going to have an orbiter for studying the Venus planet. We have got approval for Chandrayaan 4 and Chandrayaan 5. Chandrayaan 4 is a mission which will go take the sample from moon and bring back the sample for study. We are working on a next generation launcher which can place 30,000 kg in the lower orbit.
Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis today announced that the cost of properties damaged during the recent Nagpur violence will be recovered from rioters responsible for the incident, and the failure to pay up would lead to the seizure and selling of the properties. Mr. Fadnavis was speaking at a press conference held at the Police Commissionerate, Nagpur, after a review meeting with senior police officials regarding the Nagpur violence.
जितना नुकसान दंगाइयों ने किया है इसका पूरा हिसाब निकाला जाएगा और ये पूरा नुकसान उनसे वसूल किया जाएगा और अगर वो नुकसान के पैसे नहीं भरते हैं तो उनकी प्रॉपर्टी को बेचकर ये नुकसान भरपाई की जाएगी। किसी भी हालत में इस प्रकार से किसी को दंगा करके दूसरे को नुकसान पहुंचाने की इजाजत नहीं दी जाएगी।
A famous Hindi poet and writer from Chhattisgarh, Vinod Kumar Shukla, has been selected for the Gyanpeeth Award. This award is considered the country's highest literary honor. This was announced in New Delhi today. He has been involved in literary writing for about 50 years. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai has congratulated Vinod Kumar Shukla on the announcement of the Gyanpeeth Award. The third day of the Khelo India Para Games 2025 has been witnessing intense competition and inspiring performances at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, New Delhi. Athletes from across the country continue to showcase their skill and determination, making the event a grand celebration of para sports. And that is the end of this news bulletin.